And welcome into in-game chat for Saturday, July 20th, 2024, season 18, episode 25. I'm Scott.
And I'm RJ.
Welcome into the show, everybody. If you would like to get in touch with us, check us out on Discord. You can also join us on the chat room inside Twitch if you go there. You can also email us, everyone, at ingamechat.net. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch. Like I said, go to Twitch, type in in-game chat, and you'll find us. Go to ingamechat.net. Go to our website, scroll all the way to the bottom. Links to every single thing you need to join the show, get in on the show, communicate with the show. Just all the interactions available there for you. Ingamechat.net. Yeah, because we are on Twitch. We've got people in the chat room right now. We're on Discord. We've got people there as well. So why not join and hang out with us in those places? Watch us live on Twitch. Currently, we got Evo in the studio. I don't know if you can see that from your monitor.
Yeah, just over the tip of it, yeah.
Yeah, we got Evo running. Because that's been going on. let me do this thing real quick. Get this out of the way. Our little clappity-clap of the thing. Get that done and over with. So, forgive me, I am feeling not under the weather. I think I've ruled out. Honestly, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm tired. But I've been tired is my problem. Had this fatigue, this exhaustion since Wednesday, and it has not gone away.
How's your sleep schedule been?
Sleep schedule's been fine. I've been taking things to, number one, help me sleep, and as far as I can tell, my sleep schedule's been okay. Sleeping has not been a problem. I do my CPAP, and I sleep quite well.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep very, very well.
Is it like tired or just no energy?
No energy. None. So I'm not sure what it is, but I woke up today feeling fine, though. It wasn't until I had to go to Sam's and get gas, and then I went and had to go pick up aspirin because I was running low, because that's part of my thing I have to take every night. Yeah. And so I picked up aspirin, walking through Sam's. And it's not a very far walk, but walking from the parking lot into Sam's, pick up the aspirin, that sort of thing, I felt the fatigue hit me. I felt it come over me. I was like, oh, crap, I'm getting tired again. It's like, why? Why is this happening? So I didn't feel it that at all. It's been hitting me in the mornings, Thursday and Friday. It's been hitting me in the mornings. And then yesterday or today, nothing until I got a Sam's. So, yeah, don't know. I don't feel bad. I don't feel sick. Just feel tired, exhausted. Like I could
eating.
Shouldn't be. Should be fine. Shouldn't be a food thing. But anyway, it's not COVID, by the way. Yeah, I see Lethal Migraine asking if it was COVID again. I did take a COVID test yesterday. It was negative. So not COVID. There is possibly electrolytes. That's a thought. Given my exercise that I've been doing, which is basically walking in this heat. And I added running to my walks.
I thought you had the elliptical. You still doing that?
I'm not doing the elliptical. I've gotten outside and started doing walking around the neighborhood, do about a mile or so around the neighborhood. But I've added running in there. So I don't know. Could be something from that. I'm not exactly sure, but we'll see. I'll see how tomorrow goes when I do absolutely nothing.
You plan to do nothing, but
I plan to do nothing tomorrow. Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
Yeah.
We will see how that works out. What are we watching here? We're watching Dan Slip and Aqua? Is that the guy's name?
Aqua. Looks like Aqua.
Yeah, yeah, looks like Aqua. Mm-hmm. Street Fighter VI right now.
Yeah, on the Evil Second channel out of 7, I believe, they got running.
God, they've got some. They've got a lot of stuff going on. The amount of people playing in Evo now. And last night I was watching, I don't remember the names of the competitors. I remember they were using Ken and Luke. But I do not remember the names of the competitors. But man, the opening fight, which absolutely didn't bear the weight of what I would, you know what I'm saying? Like, the opening fight is whatever, because whoever, you know, it's best of three, right?
Yeah, it's best of three, but you got to remember this is a double elimination tournament.
So I know. Yeah, there's that too.
So that loss is lingering.
But it wasn't that. Yeah. This was the first match of the best of three. And I don't even mean like the first. This was the first, because they play each. God, it's hard to describe. Each match is the best of three rounds of the best of three fights, I guess you could say. It's hard to explain.
Best two out of three rounds per game, and then best two out of three games wins.
Bingo.
It.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
So this was the very first game of the very first match of the very first round, whatever. It's first one.
Yeah, but it's Evo. The biggest
Oh, I get it. I know.
So it's going to be intense from the get-go.
But that was my point, though, is that to open it up with whatever, just me randomly tuning in and to see the Ken and Luke guys, oh, God, it was so good. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Like, Ken just beat up on Luke until Luke had just a sliver of health left, and somehow Luke rallied and came all the way back from that.
Well, that's the thing about Street Fighter VI and a lot of fighting games in particular, really. It is really focused on, lately, their fighting games have been really focused on offense. Mm. And at any given moment, you get the offensive strings together, and you can pull some, back in the day, would be miracle comebacks, but now they're pretty common. Sometimes all it takes is one mistake, and there you go. You've lost a round. Sometimes lost a match, or you've lost a tournament.
That's the thing. I can't even remember last night what the results were. Mm-hmm. I remember that specific match, and then I watched the rest of the fights, because they went the full three round. They went the full three, you know.
Yeah.
Lost one, lost, and then...
It wasn't an 0-2. It was a
2-1
They went the full distance.
You know, it was one of those, like, whoever wins this is winning it all, because they're both tied. And they went the... They went the three rounds as well. So can't remember the players that were doing it. And I honestly can't remember who won, if it was the guy playing Ken or the guy playing Luke.
Well, the result was you were entertained, and that's what really
it really was. There was a point there where I thought they were switching characters, but no, they just switched color palettes.
Or venues, something like that.
Maybe. I think a venue changed. Then I flipped over and watched a couple of Tekken fights. It's easier for me to watch the fights that I know, like, the characters being played. I don't know why. Except for Tekken.
Just familiarity.
Yeah. Tekken didn't have that, but it was still interesting to watch. But I really enjoyed the Street Fighter VI one much more. I don't know what all's going on, but I just clicked on Street Fighter to watch that one here. So
yeah, probably just transitioning in between matches and things like that.
They were, because I think it was close to 8 or 9 o'clock. I can't remember. And these were either getting started or about to get started. So,
yeah.
Have you watched anything?
I haven't watched it. Well, for the most part, in gaming-wise, it's just more the same with Division and MLB The Show. But for the most part, I had to rebuild my database. Something happened to my external hard drive on my PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah?
That it lost the entire database. So it was a whole bunch of downloading and readjusting files and things of that nature.
Did you have CrowdStrike on there? That's a joke.
I don't know. I wasn't looking for it.
All that stuff that happened on Friday with all the airlines closing down and all the blue screens of death.
No.
Was I believe it was from CrowdStrike, which is a cybersecurity firm. But yeah, so that was just a joke. Keep going.
Okay. Anyway, so I had to rebuild my database. So as a result of that, I was looking at everything that was in my library.
Yeah.
So it said you have 212 games in your library. I was like, oh, that's nice. But then I looked at my PlayStation Plus section, and it says you have 383 games total. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that I've just said, add to library, not even thinking.
Right.
And it just builds up over time.
Yeah.
So looking through that list, I just happened to find that game you were talking about after 7-8 years, Mad Max. And
Did you have it?
I have it. I have the game, so I don't have to pay a thing. It's already there sitting for me for PlayStation Plus. So I just started downloading that and Axiom Verge 2, because I saw I had Axiom Verge. And I thought, okay, I got Axiom 2, so I may as well get that in here too. So when I play one, play the other. So I just happened to see Mad Max there and just brought that over with it. So
nice.
Before I came to the studio, I started the download for Mad Max, so it should be ready by the time I get back from the show.
I'm so happy you did that. Yeah. Good job.
I'm happy I found it.
So yeah.
It's a whole bunch of stuff there that I didn't think about or realize I have. Because there was plenty of times when I said, I don't remember that. I don't remember getting that. When did I get this?
Yeah.
So now that I had to do it all at one time, I'm like, there was a whole bunch of looking at when did I get this and where did this come from.
I do that a lot with a lot of my libraries.
Yeah. Steam in particular, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mainly Steam, yeah. I was going through and I realized that I have Split Second on my Steam account. I didn't know that.
Oh, play that.
Because I've got that on my Xbox, but I didn't know I had that on my PC.
Yeah, have a good, that's a good, that's one of the good racing games that really didn't get the light that it should have.
And I have their previous game that they made before that, which is Pure.
Mm-hmm. I got that one. That was the one with
that was the ATVs,
but yeah. It was new and it was the new price. And then about 2 weeks later, the price dropped to like $10, and then the studio got
I believe
shut
it's
down.
Black Rock Studios.
Yeah, yeah. I think
Disney
shut it down.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it was Black Rock Studios that made both of those. They made another game, I thought, too. It wasn't just two games.
Yeah.
They made Pure, and they made Split Second, and they made another one either pre-Pure or after Split Second.
Mm.
And I cannot remember what it was, and I'm sure you're doing a search right now.
Yeah, we got the internet. We should use it more.
Well, I watch, who is this, Jury and...
Kaba and Johnny.
Yeah, yeah, the characters. Jury. Is it Jury or Huri?
Jury.
Okay.
It's Jury. Taekwondo goth girl, yeah. It looks like Kaba's using Jury and SHB Johnny's using Marissa.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Street Fighter VI is really beautiful when they throw that color and stuff in there. In fact, the stage that they were playing on with Luke and Ken was like a Japanese garden. Looked like it was mostly in black and white behind them.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very... lack of color palette behind them.
Kind of a zen looking.
I
think the sakura petals were falling down.
The pink ones, they were in color, but like everything else. So whenever that color splash would come in from the effects of the characters,
really stood out.
Really nice. Yeah. It was really nice.
Oh, let's see. It said Split Second, Velocity, Split Second Velocity, Pure, MotoGP, Ultimate Racing, ATV Off-Road Fury 4, Hot Wheels Stunt Track, and Hot Wheels World Race.
That was BlackRock?
BlackRock says
interesting,
it.
Yeah. Okay. Would you say Velocity?
Yeah, it says Split Second Velocity or something like that. Maybe that was a remake or something, but I just called it Split Second.
Yeah, I don't remember the Velocity being in there.
2010?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that game. It's a racing game, but I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a race. It's more competitive than the competition you're thinking of. Usually when in a racing game, you think competitive is like whoever comes in first place. But yeah, in this case, you can cause accidents or events on the track if you have enough, for lack of a better term, super meter to cause things to happen to your opponent, like a crane falling on the track, or the biggest one was the 747 falling out the sky, and you better get past this crash
point. That and the traffic control tower falling over.
Yeah.
Part of the road... like it was a caving double road in. Caving in.
Yeah. The overpass falling, things like that.
There was tons of little things on the track that you could do that would cause problems for people in the lead. Problem with that was that you really couldn't do anything if you were in the lead. There wasn't much to do other than hold that position.
Yeah, because the explosions, things like that happen. Your car's going to shift, so you got to maintain control. It's like the blue shell in Super Mario. If you're in first, what can you do about it other than get hit?
That's it.
Yeah, and there was another one. The tanker was part of the course, and you were riding on the deck. And then sometimes, if you start an event, the thing would shift, and you better learn how to control that thing during sliding down the deck of a ship.
Yeah, and they had other types of races too. It wasn't just a here race these other cars. There were elimination events where after every lap somebody was the last person was eliminated.
Last person blows up.
There was there was one where you had to avoid falling exploding barrels. I think out of a truck or something.
The chopper. I think the chopper was dropping
something like that. Was very annoying and hard. That was like I was fine with the races and a couple of those events, but there were certain events that they threw in there where I was like, ah, that's gross. I don't want to play that. But you had to in order to advance.
Yeah.
And my typical way I play those is like it's first or nothing, man. I will not settle for second place.
Even though it's enough to get you
unless it's to the next part. Right. Yeah. Unless it's enough like it's a world circuit type thing.
Yeah.
Where okay, if I come in first, that's good. But if I come in second and then I hit first on the next couple of races, I'm still okay.
Yeah.
As long as my overall position was in first.
Yeah, because it did have a point system or something like that. Yeah.
So I was okay with that. A lot of rubber banding in that game, too. There was a lot of, no matter how far you'd get in the lead, there was always going to be somebody right there with you trying to take that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I more so in this, I think, like Burnout has it. These kind of arcade racers have that aspect. But the reason that I believe they have that aspect is because their whole core is centered around the competitive play of it.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, if you spend your time in the lead on games like these, Split Second, Burnout, you're not enjoying the gimmick of the game. And so they made that rubber banding really, really, they tuned it really high.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you were in the lead, it didn't matter. Somebody was going to come and challenge you for that position to put themselves in front so that you could use your little super meter or in Burnout so you could try and do a takedown or try and do crashes and things like that.
Well, if you were in the front, the only option you could still cause things to happen. But there
I thought you could.
You can, but it may not be as effective or whatever. There were things that would make shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were in the front and knew where a shortcut was, and
you could
get a shortcut. But then your opponents behind you can use the shortcut as well, unless you're so far ahead that the shortcut closes on them and causes them to the wreck.
Yeah, there was that, and you could also catch up with lap traffic and still use that stuff in that one. So, I don't know, reminiscing, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Lethal Migraine says, you don't get much if you're leading in Mario Kart either. Exactly. The lead in Mario Kart is the stress of a blue shell. That's it.
Like you know it's coming.
Yeah, if you're able to stay away from it, then that's fine. But
has anybody ever come up with a reliable way to avoid those things?
Not reliable, no. There are ways, but they involve really good timing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me preface that or back that up and say that I didn't put in a lot of time with Mario Kart 8. I have, but not enough to know if there were avoidances for the blue shell. Like, I don't know if over the years, Nintendo was like, we need to put a counter for the blue shell.
Mm-hmm.
Even though not necessarily something that's always available to the driver, but a counter nonetheless, so that they can at least attempt to not get involved with the blue shell effects.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they ever implemented that. I'm not sure. It's been a minute since I played a Mario Kart.
So if I'm not mistaken, it brings you to it hits you and it brings you to a dead stop, does it not?
I believe you spin out.
Yeah,
yeah. You actually spin out, which means you stop, but. And it depends on how much of a lead you had, because you can sometimes recover from a blue shell, depending. Lethal Migrant says, if you get one of those three green shell boxes, you won't get hit if you have a shell behind you. He says, I haven't tried it on 8, though. I thought so. I thought there was always something where if you kept something on you, like the red or the green, and I think it was the green because they would sit in threes and rotate.
Yeah, there was a rotating like Mega Man's leaf shield.
Exactly. Around, so you had that to use, and I think a blue shell would get protected from that. There was also, I want to say there was a way where the blue shell would hover over you, and if you had like a mushroom or something, you could speed and avoid the effect.
Mm-hmm. Timing thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Total timing. Massively timed, like precision. But
I guess you could look at a Mario Kart like competition and see see it play out and see, because you know Blue Shells had to be in there and see how they got around it.
Yeah.
Something like that. Has to be online somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. God, that game is pretty.
Yeah, the
I'm watching
Steel Plant.
Yeah, I'm watching Street Fighter VI.
Mm-hmm.
Ken just did something that threw off just a swath of color, and it was just really nice. Mm-hmm. Keep trying to find the Mortal Kombat ones, and I haven't been able to find any. They've all been in something else. And so I just didn't really stick with Street Fighter.
I think it's on Evo's main channel?
Oh,
or
really?
They got
well, they could
it's
be
a sponsor
else.
Thing. Okay.
Is it? Are you checking?
Yeah, I'm checking. It's okay. A commercial thing running right now. It says it has Mortal Kombat 1, but it's got the Olympics ad running right now.
Which one is that one again?
Evo, the main channel.
Main channel on Evo. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can make this happen. Excuse me, folks, while I look up stuff on the web. I have to sing my things.
Sing your thoughts.
Yeah. Evo. Nope. Evo 2024. You said what stage?
Hmm?
What stage you say?
The stage they're on?
No, what's... Okay,
channel.
I've got... Yeah.
Yeah.
I have stage A, which is what we're... Which I'm looking at here on this machine.
No, it's just says, Evo. There's Evo 2, Evo 7, Evo 3, but on Evo, it just says Evo. But the logo just says Mortal Kombat 1. And there's a match going on right now, looking at it anyway.
All right, I'm going to hover over some of these real quick and see. Hey, there it is. I found it. That is Arena Stage. If anybody's looking for it on YouTube, yeah, video plays soon because there's going to be an ad, of course.
Yep.
Have you been watching any Evo other than what I've got on right now?
No, just looking at the little bit we got here. That's what I was looking at.
All right, so on one screen I got Street Fighter. On another screen I've got Mortal Kombat 1. It looks like, what is that, Homelander versus Scorpion right now.
Yeah.
Okay, this is fantastic. Look at this, great.
Let's see.
I love doing this.
Javier and the Mighty Unjust playing
against
each other. Losers quarterfinal. Okay. These two are in the losers bracket, and they're probably trying to fight their way
It is the losers quarterfinal. Ah, look at there. Yeah.
Got a loss on the record, so it's going to be more intense than
right,
normal.
Because this is it. You lose this, you're out completely. So it is always a win scenario.
Yeah. Double elimination. So two losses and you're done. So yeah.
Yeah. And
there's a saying in the FGC, please gaming guys, don't let me go 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody always has to, though.
Yeah.
There's always almost one that mm-hmm. will always go 0-2. More than that, given how many competitors are in this thing.
Yes, massive amount of competitors.
I mean, my God.
And it's not like invitation only. It's anybody can sign up for this thing.
Anybody.
So, yeah. So whether you're from where, all over the world, all over the country, wherever you're at, whatever skill you got, bring it with you.
Now they put their brackets online now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can just go online and look at the brackets, real-time updates to see who's advancing and how it's gone. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I mean, the year I went, the brackets were posted. You could see who you were, who was in your bracket, so to speak, see how mm-hmm. good your chances were of coming out of it. So, yeah. That was a goal that me and my friends all got together looking at this thing. It's like, how far can you get? Can you get out of pools? Getting out of pools to the main... to where the tournament really began.
I don't know if you want to check out those brackets, but they're on start.gg. Mm-hmm. You go to the website start, you know, like press start, mm-hmm. start.gg, and you can find the Evo stuff, and there's the brackets and how they're going. God, that is a lot of people. Attendees, 10,260.
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
Probably probably multiple games, too.
Mm-hmm.
At least I was when I went.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We'll get back into what we played, but I really have not played hardly anything.
Yeah.
So, but we'll talk about it when we come back here with more of In-Game Chat. Got music here from, it's New Music Weekend, so we got music for, or New Game Weekend. This is music from Stellar Blade,
mm-hmm.
which I have not played. This is called Monorail Station, and we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. Apparently we've got the chill music this weekend. Comes from a game called Rusty's Retirement. That I am not familiar with.
Fitting.
Seems to be. I don't actually know what the game's about. But yeah. Evo's in story. Vegas, isn't it?
Yeah, Vegas.
Yeah,
okay. Let's see. I'm guessing. Story-based. Finding a way to be occupied, keep himself occupied or something like that.
Let's see. What should I talk about? What did I play? What did I play last weekend? What?
A relaxing, idle farming simulator that sits at the bottom of your screen while you do other things.
Oh. Well, that sounds nice.
Overwhelmingly positive. Came out April 26th of this year.
Oh, okay.
From Mr. Morris Games.
Really? What's the price on it?
$7.
$7 for a game that does stuff by itself and sits at the bottom of your screen?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, Cookie Clicker's $5. that's interesting. Anyway, what did I've played Marvel Snap, of course, you know, just doing that. And I played Shadow of Mordor, some more of that. Not much more of that, though. I'm at a point now. I keep opening up parts of the map, and I should move and go to those parts of the maps and see. But I'm actually trying to focus on the story as it plays out, or as I keep going with it anyway. And like this morning, I unlocked another bunch of things on the map for me to do, and I'm just like, God, just find a focus. Find a focus. I don't mind having a lot of things to do, but this is a lot of things to do. A lot. And I don't know. I'll try some of them, I guess, but really I just want to stay story focused and kind of move through this, because the more you throw at me with more things to do, the less I'm inclined to want to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mainly because just the overwhelming amount of things that are at my disposal or whatever. That's not going to work. He says as he changes headphone jacks. I don't know. When you throw too much at me in a game, I get a little bit disoriented. I get a little more, I don't know about intimidated, but I am completely turned off by your game if you throw that much at me. I it's hard for me to focus on one single thing. It's hard for me to figure out, all right, do I need to do these things? Because sometimes you feel like you need to do them. And it's all, I guess I need to remember that this is all to build up your character. This is all for XP. Because this whole thing, this whole Shadow of War game was originally built as a loot box thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally built for you to get loot and spend money so that you can get better loot. Spend real world money. So I have to remember that. I have to remember that everything they're throwing in here was originally done to supplement that idea.
Yeah. So story ain't the focus.
It was not in their development, no, yeah. Obviously. But
now that it is, you got.
I'm trying to focus on it.
Yeah. The thing about it is with because it's a problem with some story elements. You put so many side quests in there, it breaks from the main focus. So you got to have that balance between focus on the main story and the side quests that go on in there.
Yeah.
Even though the side quests are necessary to get your character up to snuff,
yeah,
so that it can handle the main story.
And I remember the first one being way more structured, streamlined, is I guess a better way to put it. It was way more direct.
Yeah.
Like it had some openness to it because you were in an open area. You could go from wherever you were on the map to other places in that area. Yeah, I don't know.
So like a Fallout?
No, because there are boundaries. I'm not sure about Fallout.
In Fallout, terms of like just going around to, you know, you have a quest, but you can just, they're just side quests like here and there depending on the people you meet.
No.
So it's not like that.
No.
Okay. So
no. There are like missions set up on the map.
Missions to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like today I did a It's one of those things. It was a mission on a map, and I went to it, and I activated it, and I said, yes, I want to play this mission. And then my big orc dude comes in and talks to me, and he's like, hey, these are the fighting pits. This is where this happens. This is where that this happens. You watched a fight play out. You were not in charge of it. You just watched two of your general, well, one of your people that you had turned to your side mm-hmm. versus one of the other people. And you had no control over it. You just watched the fight, and my guy won. After that was over with, I got XP, I clicked OK, the map opened up and said, OK, here are how fighting pits work. And it showed me all these things all over the map of where I could go to do fights. Mm-hmm. And then it unlocked parts of the overworld map, was like, boom, 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 started populating on the overworld map. And when I looked at the map, it was populated with things that weren't there before. But then I got XP for doing that. Like, I didn't do anything but start a mission, watch somebody fight, click OK to accept, and I completed the mission.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, I unlocked a ton of stuff. Now, granted, I had just started the game at that point. I did one mission that was, like, for real, and then I went to this other mission and did that. And when I was done and it unlocked all this stuff, I turned the game off.
Hmm.
I said, no, I'm not into discovering all of this right now. This is not in my head right now.
Overload.
It really was. Today was really weird. I fired up Monami Lane, which is a nice little cozy type game. And I didn't even start the mission. It gave me the mission parameters of like, here's what you've got to do. Here you got this many days to do it. And before I could even start the game, when it gave me that option to, you ready to do it? I said, nope, and I exited out again. I fired up Spirit. I downloaded Spiritfarer and fired it up on the thing, got to the title screen, and looked at my options as far as video and, you know, settings and things like that, the resolution and stuff that I wanted. And then I went to the main menu and I hit quit. Backed right out of it.
Are you the type that can you enjoy a game where you can just turn your brain off and just play?
I think I can. It depends on,
well, then again, it depends on the type of game that people, because all gamers are different. So there's some
exactly what game, can, what game decides what do you, that you what turn you your turn, brain
what
off.
Do you, what yeah. determine a game that you can just turn your brain off and just play and not think about anything else. My definition would probably be different than yours. So,
A game where I could turn my brain off and not worry about it. A good city builder would do that for me, but I'm not into a city builder right now.
Mm-hmm.
I did grab a couple of games. I grabbed Frostpunk back during the sale.
Yeah.
And I grabbed Hades, which I have not played.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know about those. Frostpunk is like a city-type builder thing. And Hades, I think, is like a rogue. But yeah, I didn't do anything with that. What'd you play?
Shooters. Vert shooters, like R-Type or...
No. I mean, what have you been playing? What did you play this
earlier,
weekend?
Said earlier, it was MLB The Show, okay. Division 2, things like that. The standard fare, basically.
Oh, yeah.
But like I said, the most part was doing that database.
That's right. Yeah, your database.
But the only thing that stood out about The Division was I was doing the Warlords of New York DLC. I was doing a bounty that they said was... normal to go after this bounty. You know, you got normal, hard, challenging, heroic, and I forget the other tier above that. But basically just means the difficulty, ramping up the difficulty just means the enemies can take more damage. They become true bullet sponges, and you can't take a bullet for anything, even with armor. So that type of thing. But it was one bounty in particular that really I got stuck on. A lot of enemies that came out before the target came out.
Yeah.
And when the target came out, she had a posse with her. The thing is, they just appeared on the map. Didn't come from the building where all the enemies were. All the enemies that I had to deal with beforehand was in this blown out building, abandoned building, right? So I was focusing on that. And when the game told me, there's the enemy, the enemy's coming out. I was expecting her to come from the building, because that's where all the other folks were. But I was behind cover looking at the building, and magically, they're all behind me,
mm-hmm.
and they're lighting me up.
So I don't. Shadow of War has a weird thing where I will be in an area that I have killed a bunch of the orcs with.
Yeah,
and I will literally pan my camera, like, as there was a good example of how the loading works in Horizon Zero Dawn. Mm-hmm. And it basically takes the view of the player in this cone of vision type thing.
Right.
And it only load, like, if you could see stuff on the outside of that cone, it would be barren. There would be nothing there.
Yeah.
It loads as the cone of vision comes into view for the player. It starts populating what needs to be populated.
Mm-hmm.
In Shadow of War, I can kill hundreds of orcs. And as I turn the camera to what behind me was a body field of dead orcs,
mm-hmm.
as I turn around, populated all over again. Like, it's not consistent.
Wow.
You know? It's not persistent, I guess you could say. It's not something where it's like, once you clear an area, they're gone. No, they're always there. Because, again, goes back to the point of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's there for you to get loot. And if you've got no enemies to kill, you're not getting loot.
No drops. Yeah.
And that's all it's there for. So, yeah, I mean, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but I remember playing Division where it wasn't always like, it wasn't every enemy that you would come up to, but a lot of like your boss, mini boss fight type things.
The special characters, you knew they were special because most enemies have the red arrow or the purple arrow above them to indicate armor, but then there's ones with the gold on top, so you know they're kind of special.
And on some of the missions that you do, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, this is the beginning of an arc.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to play like four or five missions that take you to this boss, mm-hmm. or whoever it is. And when they appear, most of the times they have an entourage with them. And a lot of the times the entourage just appears.
Yeah.
Like, that's just
surprise.
Like, they're in their space that the game has programmed them to be in after the cinematic plays of them entering the room.
Yeah,
it's like, boop, there they are.
Yeah, but there was no cinematic. And since this was my first time playing this mission, I didn't know what to expect. So, like I said, they were just my introduction to them were the bullets hitting me in the back. Before I could get out, and I lost that one, so I tried it again later on. Still didn't succeed, but somehow I'll have to finish up later on when I max out my level and get some better equipment. We'll see how it turns out then.
So, real quick, back to Evo. It looks like we're looking at the Mortal Kombat Winners Final.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the final for Mortal Kombat?
Winner's final.
There's no like grand like final it. Or just final.
Winner. This winner's final. The winners in the winners group.
That's right. And then the losers do their final, group. And then they go to head to head. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. The best in the winners group in the grand finals will be the best in the winners group versus the
best of the losers group. Gotcha.
Yeah, but the winner has the advantage because they've got to be beaten twice.
Yeah.
And the loser has to lose just once and they're done.
Right, exactly. So, yeah. They have to win all of them in order to get out of that. So
yeah.
I just saw that it was Sonic Fox, which, you know, he's been around a while doing this. So
And he's
in the final.
In the winner's final.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Although he's about to lose this match. Mm-hmm. Oh, whoa, he pulled something out. What'd he do? That's not gonna end it. He's still gonna have to do something, right? It's not a fatal blow.
Mm-mm.
Or was it? Looks like it might have been.
Yep,
yeah, so. It was. Nice. Look at that. Just a little bit of health left.
Mm-hmm.
God, I love these games. I really, really do.
You said it before. You said it before about the fighting games. They're fun for you to watch.
I can't play them.
Playing them.
I can't do a thing with them.
And you've given it an honest shot. I've seen you try it before, but
yeah, I'm not good at it.
Yeah,
but the only thing I could pull off was the old Sub-Zero freeze the ground, slide, uppercut, mm-hmm. freeze the ground, slide, uppercut.
Yeah,
just I was cheap move city, man. That's all I was with just one character.
Yeah,
that was it. Mm-hmm. And I just never got good at it. Never did.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time and practice and things like that. Like, well, with any game, it takes a practice.
But I watch the hell out of it, man. I enjoy it so much. I mean, it's competition and it's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic to see there. So I'm really enjoying it.
I think the thing is seeing people make the adjustments, because there are some matches you see where it looks like a complete one-sided total victory.
Yeah.
And then they have to make, they made one little adjustment, a character change or a change in play style, and they make the adjustment and make a better showing for themselves. Sometimes even come back and win the whole thing.
Sonic Fox. I thought he was...
NRS games he excels at.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Injustice, Mortal Kombat.
Well, yeah, of
course. he's been doing very well at those.
Yeah, what are they? They're 2-2. They're 1-1 right now. So whoever wins this one wins this, I guess, round.
Wins a game.
Now, when it gets to the finals, do they do best of five or best of three?
It's best of five.
Best of seven or something like that?
No, best of five?
That's what I thought.
I thought it was best of five. Last time I said best of five, yeah. But yeah, it's more games to win in the grand finals.
Yeah.
Unless they've changed something that I'm not aware of, but yeah.
I don't think they have. I really don't think they have. Okay. I think it's the same way. So, yeah, we're just sitting here watching.
Yeah, pools and semis, I think, is out of best 2 out of 3. Then the grand finals and the higher level matches are
going to be. Wow, he is going to town. Man, look at that. Not going to do Fidelity. Okay. Oh, maybe they are? No.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do the fatality and then they go cut to a commercial or change something or go back to commentators or whatever.
Well, I know in one they went to fatalities, but they stopped. They didn't show.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the crowd reaction or the competitor reaction.
Yeah.
So it's going to be distracting. But I love it. I love it so much. Mm-hmm. I miss the fact that they don't have Smash Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can have a debate whether or not it's a fighting game or not, but it's competitive and it's got a following, so there you go.
And it was some of the most entertaining ones I would ever see
in
Smash.
Yeah, there you go. That was the reason why it was entertaining.
A lot of
folks came there for it. I mean, usually it's the biggest amount of competitors amongst all the games that they have listed. It's like Street Fighter and Smash Brothers, the amount of competitors signing up for it.
My first time really watching Mortal Kombat 1, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of seeing, the trailers and stuff for that, it's the first time actually watching some gameplay. Yeah. And that's usually the only time I do see gameplay on these games is through Evo. Because I have no... Watching somebody stream them means nothing to me. But watching somebody in a bracket, like, I am fighting for my, the competitiveship and moving on into a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels. Yeah,
I was about to say, there's tons of streamers out there that has online matches competitively with folks all the time.
But you're really watching skill here. You're really watching some good.
Well, the streams have skill too. I mean, they
do
arrange things with other players and have very intense, high intensity matches on their stream.
But it feels like more's on the line when you're watching it through Evo, I guess.
Well, yeah, I guess because the resources spent in the training.
I don't just mean Evo. There. Any of the other competitions that they do, Final Round or whatever, other stuff.
Yeah.
What's the other ones they have? It's Evo, Final Round. I thought there was another one.
Final Round hadn't been around for a bit, but CEO, Community Effort Orlando.
Capcom does one too, don't they?
Capcom Cup.
Yeah.
Capcom Cup. There's one in Chicago. Frosty something. Seasons Beatings?
Seasons Beatings, that's great. I like that name. I like it. Let's look at the news here, because we got plenty of news going on. Let's see if we can get ourselves pulled away from the action going on at Evo.
We'll be back.
Trust me, we can't, because it's the winner's final. And it's, Sonic Fox is what? He's up 2.
2-0?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if it's a best of five, all he's got to do is win this one.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be a best of five for them to be playing again like this. So, yeah. A couple of the stories that I missed last week that we didn't get to was the Star Wars Outlaws is coming out pretty soon. I think next month, in fact. A game that I wasn't interested in that I'm starting to kind of gather interest in, only for the fact that it's an open world Star Wars. It's a... I'm kind of down for it, the way that they've shown it off. We'll see. I don't know. But it's also Ubisoft, and so, eh. But anyway, they said a planet in Star Wars Outlaws is the size of 2 or 3 Assassin's Creed Odyssey map zones put together. That tells most people nothing. That's not telling me anything, because I did not play Assassin's Creed Odyssey enough to remember the map and how big it was or the zones or anything like that. And it tells nobody who doesn't play Assassin's Creed games. I mean, it tells them nothing.
So it just says we got a really big map.
Yeah, but it did say it would take about 5 minutes on one of their vehicles in the game, a speeder vehicle. It would take you about 5 minutes moving nonstop to cross the map. Which is not bad.
I don't think I've ever done that in any game. Just see how far I can go before I hit the wall or anything.
I did it in Mad Max.
Okay.
Because I was kind of curious what happens, and you get to an area where it's like it's called the Great Unknown or something, of going out into the Great Unknown, and it's just desert. Of course, once you do it,
and the wasteland.
Something happens.
Yeah, the wasteland of the wasteland.
Basically. Yeah. I did it in Mad Max. I did it in what was another one? Maybe one of the Batman games, when you're in that open area, when you fly out, you know, he just automatically comes back in.
How far can you glide?
Right, yeah. Because most of the time they put those restrictions there where it's like, nope. Assassin's Creed, if you go too far out the map, you'll desync and, you know, die. So it's like, you know, stay within the bound. They want you to stay within the boundaries of what they're doing. But yeah, I'm kind of with AC Wraith, though, on that. The bigger your map, and a lot of people love big maps, but the bigger your map, either the more you have to populate it with things, or the more vast nothing is available to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you may have made a huge map, but...
you got to fill it with something.
Yeah. Something that is not repetitive, something that is not... something that is significant, I guess, to give you the desire to go there, for one. And he also says it just means there's also a lot of empty space that requires vehicles, which is another aspect to it. About the only time I think you can get away with having, like, massive maps is when you're doing something like Forza Horizon, where you're constantly in a vehicle. Like, that is your main mode of maneuverability is a vehicle. Mad Max did that. Your main mode of movability is a vehicle, even though they offer fast travel.
Yeah.
It's an option because you certainly can get in your car, any one of the cars you have, and drive through the wasteland from point A to point B.
Mm-hmm.
Drive the entire thing if you want to. So, what else do I have? Oh, yeah. Planet Coaster 2 got announced. I'm really happy about that. That's another. Okay. I might could turn my brain. Again, it goes back to a city builder.
Yeah.
It's a theme park builder. Sure. I can turn my brain off for that. Especially if you put it on free mode where it's just like, here, sandbox mode. Mm-hmm. Make your own thing. Go for it. Sure. No problem. And the other big news from last week that I wanted to get into was Legacy of Kain: Soul Reaver is getting a prequel graphic novel. I don't know exactly when we're going to see that or who's publishing it. I don't even know. As far as I know, Amy is not involved with that. She wrote and directed a lot of the games from the original series with Crystal Dynamics. But I'm trying to see here. Clans, Legacy of Kain. Devouring the Book. Let's see. I was trying to give you an idea of when it's coming out. I do not know. Anyway, we're getting that, so that's great. And I'll look forward to that when we get it. And yes, you do, AC Wraith, need to get the original Legacy of Kain on GOG. Do that, please. All right, when we come back, we'll jump into more of the news that we got. Some big news from today. We'll talk about that. Basically, I think it was it BioWare, Bethesda? It was Bethesda out of Microsoft forming a union. First ever that we know of here as far as includes artists, designers, and programmers. But we'll get into that when we come back here. Got music here from a game called Seed of Life. Track is called The Seed. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Thank you. Welcome back into In-Game Chat. This is music from Surmount. I'm not sure what game that is, but the name of the song is Olimark's Theme. Very chill music here. Yeah, welcome back. We're still watching Evo in between. We didn't leave the studio at all. We just sat there and watched the Mortal Kombat semifinal on the losers bracket right now. That's going on. So hopefully the finals I'll be able to watch after the show here.
We got a little, Joker on stage there.
What? What happened?
Oh, dude, offered his fist up to Bump, and he looked at it and just.
For Street Fighter?
Yeah, for Street Fighter.
Oh, man, I should have looked at that.
Like waved his hand, like waving it off, but he was playing with him, and he tapped his fist.
Was it here? Yeah. I don't know what you can see. I backed it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Is it up in the top corner?
Yeah, the top corner.
All right.
You see him, they were just about to play, and they usually show respect. You know, they put fists up and bump or for, you know, like handshake or whatever.
Currently, he's getting a pan of the crowd with his phone.
Yeah.
And now they're about to get started.
Doing their button checks and everything like that. And then they go
fist bump. Oh, yeah. He was like, no. And then he did it anyway.
He faked him. He faked it out. Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. We'll go back live on that so you can see what's going on. Oh, man. Love my video game competitions.
The match haven't even started. You already talking trash. Goodness.
It's great. Because I don't know any of these. I'm not behind any of them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, meh.
Yeah, you got little rivalries here and there, you know. Folks played each other before or things of that nature, yeah. Oh, I remember you took me out of the tournament last year. That's a little chance for payback.
What's it cost? Does it cost anything?
Yeah, there's an entry fee per tournament.
Is it
when I went, yeah.
Is it dependent upon the game? Is it all entry fee the same for anything?
It was the same for every game when I went.
Yeah. Well, do you know, what was that, do you know?
$10 per game.
Good God, dude. The money they're making off of this. Jesus.
So, yeah, the pool. And then sometimes you have sponsors who add
sponsors, of course.
To the pot. Yeah. And with the number of people who signed up to play, 10,000 plus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pot's looking pretty good. And then someone comes along and say, hey, here's another $5,000 to the pot. Oh, now the stakes are higher.
Yeah, I know.
You know? 70, 20, 10. I think that's the pot breakdown for the top three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good stuff. Good stuff going on there. Jumping into the news, what do we have? A couple of little quick hits. The live action Driver series from Ubisoft. I don't know who was working on that, but apparently they've killed that. Halo got canceled over at Paramount Plus. So that series is done.
Any reason why?
I don't know. I didn't look at it as to what the thing was or what the reason may have been. But they canceled that series, and I think the producers or whoever, creators, they were going to ship it around to other places to see if anybody else wanted to pick it up and carry it on further. If they do, that's great, and I hope they do. I'd heard some good things about Season 2. I'd heard bad things about Season 1. Mm-hmm. I'd heard Season 2 improved. But I never did. I never watched any. I think I watched the first two episodes of the show, and didn't go much further than that. I wanted to, but I just never did. And I mean, I still can, but I just never went further.
Didn't hook you?
In some parts of it did.
Yeah.
Parts of it, I was like, I know that lore. There we go. Hey, there's something. And then parts of it was like, it's all right. Throw some. Maybe it's a filler episode. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get me from point A to point B or something like that. I'm not sure. And then, well, where is it at? Hang on. That's right. Fallout on Amazon. 16 Emmy nominations. That's a lot. That's huge. That's a video game turned TV series. With 16 Emmy nominations.
Yeah, but how many will they win?
That's a good question.
Maybe it's just the way I look at things, but I really don't care for nominations. That's nice. You were nominated. they might, someone might try to throw you a bone or something, but how many are you actually going to win?
Mm-hmm.
Because you, there's been plenty of times people have been nominated for tons of things, but never win the actual thing. So when they actually win the award, then I'll say good job.
So they got to be there's no room for nominations in here. It's all, it's winners or nothing, huh?
I don't think about nominations. Yeah, okay. Because anybody can say, hey, nominated for this, nominated for that.
Not anybody can say it.
Yeah, but the ones that matter to me.
Right.
Take home the trophy.
Because, I mean, you've got to, for 16 nominations, that obviously means that they're looking at you. You may not win them, but you got 16 nominations. Although, the more nominations you get, the obviously the better chances you have at winning some of them.
Maybe.
Yeah, at least, you would think. Who knows?
Because I remember
Last of Us got a couple of Emmy nominations out of theirs. I don't think they won any of them, except for maybe one. I think they won
something obscure like Best Wardrobe or
something like that. Yeah, I don't remember, but it wasn't anything for like screenplays or scripts or acting or effects or anything like that, which I really hated because some parts of that show were
just
fantastic.
I'm trying to think of the ones that would mean the most, like a Best Actor, Best Actress, Best... Best writing, best screen. I think it's best screenplay or something like that. I think that's what they call it. Something like that. But yeah, I mean, it is entirely possible to have like double digit nominations and not take home any hardware.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is completely possible.
That it is. But yeah, so video game shows getting nominated for Emmys and good stuff there. What else do we have? There was a leaked screenshot of Bioshock 4. There's nothing special about it. That's all we got. Bioshock 4. Whatever that's going to be called. We don't know.
So was it Bioshock 1, 2, Infinite, and then,
And then that's it.
That's it.
Ken Levine's working on some other game, and I can't remember what it's called. I think it starts with a J. I can't remember the name of it. We saw some footage of it from E3. Which again, and I've talked about this, looked like Bioshock.
Judas?
Maybe that's what it. Yeah, I think that's what it is. A gun in one hand and your powers in the other hand, right? And your powers are fire and ice and electricity. You know, it's the same thing.
Same game, different aesthetic.
I don't necessarily know that you got to change up the mechanic of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can wrap another story around it. But you're right. It's the same. It's the same mechanic, though.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly, I guess. The Federal Trade Commission had a little look. We talked about it last week, where Xbox Game Pass was increasing their price. So the FTC, they pointed to Microsoft's recent pricing overhaul of Xbox Game Pass as evidence of the harm of its merger with Activision Blizzard has had on consumers. They filed a new letter in their ongoing appeal of last year's deal, calling the changes, and here's the quote, exactly the sort of consumer harm from the merger that the FTC alleged. In other words, they're saying, look, we called this. We said this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Despite losing its lawsuit seeking an injunction to freeze Microsoft's purchase of Activision Blizzard back in July of last year, the FTC appealed the decision. While they wait for a final decision from those justices, the FTC has been filing additional evidence to support the claims that this is bad over time. They did it earlier when Microsoft laid off nearly 2,000 employees across a couple of newly acquired teams. Remember we talked about that? They laid off a bunch of people. We thought, this is the price you pay for spending billions to own another company. Nearly $100 billion, I think, to own another company. Massive.
A lot of dough, yeah.
And so the letter that they submitted this past week tried to use Microsoft's recent messy changes to Game Pass to support its case, pointing to the fact that Game Pass for console is going away for new and lapsed subscribers and will be replaced by a more expensive standard bundle that does not include the day one releases that are upcoming, especially the ones from Activision Blizzard that they bought. The result is that only the Game Pass Ultimate subscription, which is now $20 a month, will include access to all Game Pass games. Microsoft's price increase and product degradation Combined with their reduced investments in output and product quality via employee layoffs, see FTC's February 7th, 2024 letter about those, are the hallmarks of a firm exercising market power post-merger. It also points to a statement Microsoft made in its filings during the trial last summer suggesting that Game Pass would not get more expensive just because Activision Blizzard's games were added to it.
Who believed that?
Oops. Here, this is the letter, it keeps going on. Here, the acquisition would benefit consumers by making Call of Duty available on Microsoft's Game Pass on the day it is released on console with no price increase for the service based on the acquisition, the company wrote at that time. That was their, you know, that was Microsoft's response. Yeah, it's not going to happen. That specific quote made the rounds on several websites after this whole price increase came about. We may have even covered that. I'm not sure. But I do remember reading a lot of people pointing to that quote after they had bumped up the price.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft's post-merger actions thus vindicate the congressional design of preliminary halting mergers to fully evaluate their likely competitive effects and judicial skepticism of promises inconsistent with the firm's economic incentives. That was the conclusion of the FTC's letter. It's not clear when the final decision in this appeal is going to be issued. And we don't know what might happen, the consequences of such a thing, should it fall in the FTC's way.
Mm-hmm.
This article does say it would most likely just be a whole lot more messier and confusing.
Because right now I'm thinking, what can they do? A fine?
I don't know, actually.
Because is the consumer still paying the increased price?
Yeah.
That's really what I'll be focusing on. I mean, consumer's still going to pay the price for that merger with increased service prices.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it'll be. That's a good question. Like, if the appeal goes through and they say, you know what, we're right. These people can't merge. But they already did.
Yeah.
What do you do?
You going to give them a refund?
Does Activision go back to me? I don't think that's right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a Southern lawyer. I'm just a caveman. I don't understand your ways. That's me right here. I don't know it. I have no idea. Do not know. Hey, college football's been doing really good.
Yeah.
NCAA football has been doing fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
What did we have? We got some numbers here for this. You know that thing we talked about where Ghost of Tsushima?
Yeah. You had a streak going.
Stop it.
You had a streak going.
Don't even. My mouth is too tired to form the words.
Nah, come on now.
Ghost of Tsushima.
All the other words you said today were fine.
They're smaller. I keep them real small. I don't try to, you know, outkick my coverage here.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about football.
Nice.
Thanks. Brain still works okay.
Yeah.
Mouth don't work so good. I don't speak words right. College football 25 NCAA from EA Sports. Reports have already begun flooding about the servers. I have not been able to hold up with all the different people who are playing this game, trying to play College Football 25, and nothing works. It's all unavailable because the servers are down.
Did someone underestimate the amount of people that wanted to
I would imagine play this game? Has to.
I know it's been a minute, but come on now.
It's the first major college football game since NCAA Football 14.
Mm.
10 years. People have been waiting for this, and you weren't prepared? I mean, you're EA. Come on. So, yeah, they got to get their servers working. But, yeah, they're getting crushed because 700,000 people are playing this game.
Mm.
College Football 25 may not be officially released until Friday, but those who pre-ordered the Deluxe Edition or MVP bundle began started playing on Monday. Early access review period is underway. EA Sports' long-awaited return to college football video games is pulling some solid early numbers. There are currently... there were 200... Let's see. At some point, was this July 25th, at about 9 o'clock at night, somewhere in the world, I don't exactly know what time zone I'm looking at here, 713,974 players. That's a lot of people trying to access your game. But the servers were down. This number only accounts for players connected to their Xbox Live or PSN account and does not include offline players, which probably was more. Let's see. More interestingly, a user posted a screenshot from Walmart that over 1,000 Xbox Series S consoles were bought at Walmart yesterday, which would have been at the release of this game, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Whenever this was posted, which was July 16th. So 4 days ago is when that was is when that thing was posted, talking about how many people had bought. Wow, yeah. Xbox Series S, 1,000-plus people had bought that. It was that had jumped from just 100-plus the day before to plus 1,000 on that day for College Football 25. It puts a smile on my face. I don't know why. It just does. It's just I'm happy to see it. I'm happy to see that. I don't care that it's Xbox or Sony.
Yeah,
doesn't bother me at all.
It's a game that a whole bunch of people at a just massively been craving.
Yeah,
and they got what they want so far, until the servers are back.
What this tells me is that you'll never see them abandon that ever again, outside of legal reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of whatever there may be involved with legality of rights ownership. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I have no idea if it's a College Football Players Association, right? CFPA, I guess? No. I don't know.
Yeah. But with this whole thing with the NIL name, image, likeness, and everything that's been going around.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The NILs?
Yeah.
Well, see, those, I'm fine with those.
Yeah.
I am absolutely fine. If you've got talent and somebody wants to show off that talent and pay you for it, run with it.
Mm-hmm.
You run, and you're in college. You run with it. Yes, you go. Mm-hmm. I am all for that. I am all for you having ability, and exploit those abilities for your own gain. In that regard, not at the detriment of other people. Obviously, I don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
But if a company, a sponsorship comes by and says we want to pay you money to wear our clothes or to do this or stuff like that, go with it. Sell out. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in college. When you're in professional, you do it too. I mean, they're paying you more in professional, but in college, they ain't paying you anything. Run with it. You go and you take that money. You're paying them. So you take that money. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Luckily, the lines are busy, so nobody can call and tell me that I'm wrong.
Oh, they'll write you. Anyone who feels that way, they'll write you later. But
that's
anyway,
fine. That's more fine than, I'm more than happy. That's perfectly fine. I don't know. Yeah. Let me get off my soapbox for a minute and go back to this.
Yeah, but like I was saying, it's like people wanted it. They wanted it for a long time, and they finally got what they wanted, and everybody just soaked it up right then and there. And it's a fun
right.
It's a good thing. It's a nice thing to see. But EA knows, you know what people want now. You gave it to them, so good on you for that. But...
Yeah. Now I don't see
keep your service going. Though.
Yeah, I don't see college. What was this? College Football 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see College Football 26 doing these kind of numbers. Because number one, people will already have the console, so I don't see an uptick in console purchases like this. Number two, you won't have a 10-year gap between games for that need to build.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people say, "Well, I'm just going to stick with 25." 26 looks meh. I'll pick up 27 maybe or 28 later or something like that.
Yeah, it's the thing we talked about with sport games. The only thing you really change is the roster. And you can do that with a patch or DLC or
yeah.
Someone could take the time to make a roster. for next year's game and put it in this game.
Yeah,
it's just a file save.
Lethal Migrant says, to play devil's advocate, nobody is making them accept the scholarship or even play sports. It's completely optional, and scholarships are a form of payment. Yeah, scholarships are surely a form of payment from them, but the school is making money off of you. And you don't, I'm not saying you got to make money off of them, but if a company comes along and wants to make and wants to give you money to do this thing that you're able to do, that this college has paid your way to get through, sure, go for it. Mm-hmm. Take it. I don't see any, I don't see anything wrong with it at all. Who is this guy? There's another tweet that says, it looks like every big MLB The Show streamer is running college football on the eve of the Home Run Derby and right after the year's biggest MLB The Show content drop. So they dropped MLB The Show quite easily, especially during All-Star Week.
Yeah.
That was going on.
Mm-hmm. But again, how long has it been since...
the worldwide release on that hit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dynasty Mode, Road to Glory, College Ultimate Team. Cool. All right. Is that a game you're going to pick up? You're mostly baseball, right?
Baseball, mostly. Yeah. Baseball, mostly things like that. But
are you eyeballing college football there?
No, I haven't gotten to, I haven't been in the football one since, EA did that thing with the NFL. And the quality dipped massively.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I've never really... I only got into those whenever Xbox Live was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Xbox Live first launched on the Xbox system, there were not very many games you could play online, you know, like competitive between people.
Yeah, yeah.
But NFL 2K, whatever that was.
NFL 2K, yeah.
It was 2K1, 2K. It was 2K.
It was just 2K?
Yeah, it was NFL 2K, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I played that. Tennis.
Tennis was good. Virtual tennis?
It wasn't virtual tennis. It was... Okay. Some other tennis game that was on Xbox Live, and I can't remember what it was called.
Because I remember virtual tennis on a Dreamcast, and we had a good time with that one. Now I think it's Top Spin? I think 2K's got it, I believe.
Yeah, it might have been Top Spin, but I don't think it was. It could have been. It could have been.
Could have been. Okay.
But it was NFL 2K and then a mech game that I can't remember, like Wolf something. I don't remember what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Of course, then when Uno dropped, we just played that. I'm really not even kidding.
Yeah.
Uno hit on the Xbox Live Arcade, and that was, God, I remember being so hyped for Uno. Uno. And then Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. Digital cards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a reason to use Xbox Live and play with people online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thar 6 says 1v100. Man, the community games were great. 1v100 was a good one. And I hate that they got rid of it. But that was nice. That was a good one. And there was a couple of others they tried to do with that.
Did
there
they
was
make a poker show for that?
Well, there was a game show, but then they made...
Okay.
Yeah, there was an actual television game show that they made, 1v100. However, they turned that into an Xbox Live thing to where you were 100 people or ever how many playing, you know, 1v100.
Okay.
And so, yeah, they turned that into a thing. It was like every Friday night, I think.
Mm-hmm.
They did a live thing, and they held it online that you could play. They did a poker night one, too, as well. One where you could play poker online. Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
And that one I played a lot of, too. I can't remember what it was called. It was called something. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I do not remember. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll keep talking about the news. Maybe. Or Evo. I don't know. Still moving on both these screens we got in here. We'll be right back with more of In-Game Chat. Here is music from a game called Indica. This is a weird-looking game. For those of you listening who don't know what Indica is, I-N-D-I-K-A, all you have to do is go to YouTube, type in Indica trailer, and then watch it, and you will be completely questioning yourself as to what you just watched. It's a very odd-looking game. Anyway, the name of this track is called Exodus. You might understand that it's an odd-looking game when you hear the music for it. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back into In-Game Chat. This is music from the remake of Front Mission 2. It's just the main theme. Currently watching the grand finals of Mortal Kombat 1 at EVO right now. Between Sonic Fox and Nicholas. They're doing a cage versus cage here. Mm-hmm. In the game. A little sneeze coming on. Again, excuse me, sorry.
They always come in twos.
They do, and they always come in here, too. Seemingly. Usually. Well, I hate that the grand finals are happening right now. I wanted to watch those tonight.
There'll be a replay.
You can watch. I don't need a replay, because if I already know who wins, it ain't going to be fun to watch it again. Mm-hmm. It's about just enjoying the fight there and the actual moment of it, rather than, you know, seeing it play out. Unless there's like, what, EVO Moment 27 or whatever that is. Unless there's something just spectacular to see. Otherwise, yeah, I'd rather just watch it as they're doing this. The problem here is that they're both playing Johnny Cage, so I can't tell you who's winning or not. Well, I can. Cause
White Pants is Sonic.
Yeah,
Fox.
Yeah, I see that now. In fact, he just lost? Or did he win?
He lost a
He lost a game.
But like I said, remember...
the loser has to win...
has to beat him twice.
The loser has to go flawless.
Yeah. The loser has to beat him twice. Sonic Fox only has to beat him once.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the advantage of taking the winner's bracket. So, he could use this match to, like, see everything he's capable of and then make the right choice.
Right. Or the pressure's not on him as much.
Or just go ahead and take it out.
In fact, he just won that one, too. Mm-hmm. Almost flawless. That was another thing in that Ken and Luke one from last night.
Yeah.
Like, they went, they had one round where, and it was in the first, where, it was just, oh, God, it was so fantastic to watch. Then, afterwards, whoever was playing Luke had a flawless victory, like a completely perfect win.
Yeah.
And I was just, that's strange. And they just kept going back and forth. It was really cool to watch. And now I'm just really stuck on this, and I need to not. It's tough, man. It's tough. Some other news that actually broke today, I guess you could say, was Bethesda Game Studios. They have elected to unionize with the Communication Workers of America, a national labor organization that also worked with Activision Blizzard employees on collective bargaining efforts. Unlike some game industry unions where the membership's isolated to their Q&A departments, the ZeniMax QA workers unionized last year, by the way. This is a wall-to-wall union. It was formed by votes from 241 artists, engineers, programmers, and designers across three offices. It is the first of its kind at a Microsoft-owned studio. It's the one with Todd Howard and everything else, and now they have their own union, which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Especially within Microsoft. I hope more do it. Yeah. I really, really do.
Because we've all heard those stories about, them horror stories about the crunch.
It's mostly the horror stories. The reason why it's been needed for a very long time, because it is just... The two that I've talked about is gaming and wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Professional wrestlers have no protections whatsoever.
Yeah.
They have to fight for themselves and everything that they do.
Yeah, because they're
contracted workers.
Contracted specialists or whatever, yeah.
I tell you, he knew what he was doing. I mean, I guess. Businessman being businessman.
Yeah, business is going to business. So, yeah.
Exactly. He knew what he was doing when he made that work out the way he did. Mm-hmm. So I really hope that happens. We talked earlier about the FTC speaking out about Microsoft. Microsoft then responded to the FTC yesterday or today? When was this? This was posted today.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The FTC, which Microsoft has responded to the FTC's filing about Xbox Game Pass price increases. In a letter to the court, Microsoft claims that the FTC presents a misleading extra record account of the facts and is a continuation of the agency's attempts to reinvent its case on appeal. It also notes that it's unfair to call the new Game Pass standard tier a degraded version of the discontinued Game Pass for console offering because it didn't offer multiplayer functionality. For Game Pass Ultimate, it also argued that the service will offer more value through many new games available day and date, in particular Call of Duty, which it notes has never before been available on a subscription day and date. Rounding off Microsoft's letter is the point that the FTC, and I'm quoting them here when I say this, barely mentioned subscription at trial, instead focusing on the theory that Microsoft would withhold Call of Duty from Sony's console. And that's the quote. That obviously was not the case, at least for the next 10 years. That's the deal.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see what comes of this filing, but in the meantime, they'll go over some of the different tiers and everything else. But they're saying that, I don't see how that helps your case or not, but I mean, it is them like, okay, fine. You want to say that? We'll respond, I guess, so that it's put on record that we're responding to this. This is our rebuttal towards what they've said, I suppose. Again, not being a lawyer and not knowing anything about business.
Yeah, I guess, look, I guess we're just going to be watching or hearing lawyers go at it for the next however many months over this case.
Like, this thing was... It took a long time for them to buy this, for one.
Yeah.
And now that they bought it, it's going to take a lot for that to be finalized, like through the courts and everything else.
Because folks are still mad about the fact that they pulled it off anyway, so.
By the way, currently in the grand finals right now, we've got a 2-1. The loser is currently two games ahead of the winner. And again, the loser has to win twice. So even if he's able to beat Sonic Fox right now, he's got to do it all over again.
Yeah. And if he pulls that off, like I said, Sonic Fox has now seen most of what he can do.
Wow.
It's all about adjustments.
Was that a flawless? No, it wasn't. It was close, though. It was very close to a flawless victory on that one. I'm currently watching this on YouTube. You're watching it on Twitch.
Yeah.
But yeah, on YouTube, if you're looking for these, it's the Evo MK1 that you can look for and watch. So I'll glance up at it again and see where it's at in a little while. By the way, speaking of Mortal Kombat, NetherRealm got hit by layoffs. I don't know. 50 were affected. They've been hit by layoffs. According to affected members of the staff, a majority of the job losses to be from its mobile team. So, yeah.
We're not seeing a fall in mobile gaming, are we? I mean, it's not playing out.
Maybe from them. When it said it was from their mobile team, I was like, is Mortal Kombat 1 on mobile?
I don't know if they put some fighting games on mobile, but I never looked at them because I'm not thinking of... When I think of fighting games, I don't think of mobile at all. So
I know they have them, but I don't...
Yeah,
it's not something
them,
I think of.
It's not something I would put any money in.
I'm also curious if part of that team was the team that worked on the Switch port.
Ooh.
Because
we try not to remember the Switch port.
That's what I'm saying. That seems legitimate as far as the layoffs would be. Like,
yeah,
look,
we'll say it's mobile, but actually,
y'all screwed that up. We're gonna have to let you go. I say they screwed that up. That was really bad.
Yeah,
that was bad. Oh, it's 2-2 now. So get this right: Sonic Fox wins this match or round, whatever.
Yeah,
it's over.
I believe so.
Yeah, because there's 2-2. So
two wins apiece, best 3 out of 5.
Yep.
And Sonic Fox has one round up on Nicholas right now. But he's been caught in a
Yeah, he's currently getting whooped. Mm-hmm. I guess that's how you say it. This is going to take us right to the end of the show. And that's fine. I don't mind. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
I know, because uh-oh.
Yep. That's even. One round apiece.
Is that going to finish him? Is that going to take him to the end?
I'm not going to say anything.
Nope. He's got a little bit of health left.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not good. Okay, he took him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything because, like you said, Twitch is ahead.
You're ahead.
I'm ahead, so I'm not
going to
say anything.
You're seeing more than what I'm seeing. Yeah, you're seeing it ahead of time. Oh, I hate that because you're going to know if he wins because right now they're on the last round.
Yeah, but I'm not going to spoil it for him.
Yeah. This is it. If Sonic wins this one, it's over. And if Nicholas wins this one, they're playing again. And right now, Nicholas is doing a number on Sonic Fox. Sonic's down to almost half, except he's rallying back on Nicholas now. All right, Sonic Fox is now at half health. Nicholas is now under half health. Oh, Sonic has rallied. Oh, Nicholas coming back. 30 seconds to go in the match. Ooh, Nicholas with a big rally. Going to take him out? He's got a sliver of health left. Just a little bit of health. Oh, man, look at this. They're doing the dodges. They don't want to. Oh, no! Sonic Fox coming back. He got him. You knew. You were watching.
I knew.
You knew.
Yeah, I knew.
Knocked over the camera, too.
Yeah. No, what was amazing about it was you saw how little health he had left.
I know, and that's all he needed.
But he was still aggressive and charging at him, and Nicholas was trying to back off and get some distance.
Wow.
You usually don't see that. Usually, when you're in a situation like that, you get real defensive. But he's not. He was going straight for him despite that advantage.
I mean, you saw them before I saw them.
Yeah.
You saw them when it got down to that where they were both doing they were both kind of backing away from each other.
No, I mean, Sonic Fox was rushing.
Yeah.
He had very little health and was still rushing towards
him. Right. What did he have to lose? Right?
Yeah.
I got to play another three games if that happens. So what did he have to lose by going on the offensive?
Yeah.
So, yeah,
going on the offensive with that little health, yeah.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm going to close off that one now. Of course, it's just really easy to see from where I had the monitor, so I could just sit there and watch it. I, for one, appreciate everybody listening to me talking about this, but it was just exciting to watch.
Yeah, Scott's audition for a commentary on a video game tournament.
That's all I got on these. That's all I got on those. I can't play them. I can't do anything with them, but I will sit there and talk about them.
Yep.
I can't even tell you the moves that are happening because I don't play.
Yeah.
All I can tell you is,
you know when someone got hit. So that's all pretty much all you need.
That's it. That's all. So, man, wonderful. Love that. So let's see. We talked about the Halo TV show being canceled, the price hike. What else?
Let's see, yeah.
That whole thing about Hasbro making a board game for Monopoly based on the Monopoly Go cell phone game, which is...
Don't make sense, really.
Based on the board game. Very strange. Very odd.
Yeah, the board game based on the mobile game based on the board game that you had earlier that you made a board game on. Okay.
I know, right?
Just play Monopoly.
That's it.
You'll be fine.
I have not read the article to see how they're going to incorporate that into a board game.
How many variations of the board game of Monopoly is there? Because I've seen
Now, are you talking about are you talking about Monopoly itself or all of the different variations of Monopoly like Super Mario Brothers Monopoly, Simpsons Monopoly. Are you talking about that? Or are you talking about modern Monopoly?
The variations of the original Monopoly.
Okay. If you're talking about that, there's quite a few, but not a lot.
Okay.
Because I think they updated it recently to where there's no cash involved. It's all credit card type stuff.
Okay, I'm talking about the one with cash.
Well, I'm just saying they've done variants is what I'm saying.
That's an update I never.
Yeah. They did. They absolutely did one that was like a credit card type thing, where each player gets a card instead of cash, and they have how much money on that card, and then when somebody swipe takes the card, and when and that way when your card gets down to zero, you're down to zero. You're out. You have no money. So yeah, it was all kind of electronic and stuff. It was interesting. I didn't play it. I just know that it existed. They've had a few different variations. The big variations come from the licensing agreements when you have Super Mario. I've got a Batman Monopoly game that's still wrapped. I haven't even taken that off. But there's Super Mario Monopoly, and there's just name anything. You can put Monopoly on it. Simpsons Monopoly, just anything.
Yeah, I guess the hardest thing is determining what the pieces are going to be. Who's going to be the Batmobile and the...
Yeah, I think it came with something like that. I didn't do anything with it, though. I still haven't opened it. It's still around.
Yeah.
Sports teams, most sports teams have their own Monopoly version. The Seahawks Monopoly. The Falcons Monopoly.
Yeah.
The college teams have Monopoly games. So.
Yeah.
By the way, you're asking me about what happened. There is an article in our news things about the software update that took out the world yesterday. The VFX company behind the Dead Island trailer that we watched way back in 2011, that one that was half in reverse and half, it's a really, really good trailer. Unfortunately, it was a really, really crappy game. it did not represent what that game was going to be.
Yeah.
But it was a good trailer to look at. Anyway, they're no more. They've been shut down. Yeah. I can't even remember the name of the company. But yeah, it's done with on that one. So there is that, and I think that's going to wrap it up. I think we're pretty much done. Tomorrow I don't know what I'll play. I don't know what I'll feel like I'm in the mood to play. I'll play some Snap, obviously. Yeah.
You can always watch the finals.
There'll be Evo to watch as well.
Usually the finals of tournaments that didn't get finished today.
Yeah, I'll check out some of those tonight too, just to see what's on the menu. Depending on how late I stay up. I'm tired, dude. I'm tired. I'm exhausted right now. Anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful week ahead. And we're going to come back and do this again next weekend as well. And I just thank you guys for listening. And thanks for, got interrupted last week. Obviously, understand that when we have to do this, I have a little bit more time to explain this to you. For those that don't know, for those who listen on a stream, listen on the podcast stuff afterwards, listen out of the country, whatever, we broadcast off of an actual radio station. And this radio station is a news station, 24-hour news station. News talk. And so when news of that caliber breaks, like right now, the news is showing something about a parrot. I say a parrot. It's probably something else. Probably a cockatoo. When something as significant as that breaks, we have to do our...
Everything else stops.
What we're required to do.
It's breaking news.
Which is cover that. So that's going to happen from time to time. And I appreciate your patience with it, and your understanding with it. Got a lot of feedback from that the other day about how they were listening to us when that broke, and that's how they knew about it happening. So, really appreciate that. Anyway, I want you guys to have a fantastic week. We will come back next week and do it all over again. And here is music from. Oh man, why didn't I put a title on this? Actually, this may be the title. Actually, it is. This is the name of the game called With My Past. That's the name of the game, With My Past. And this is the music from it. Have a great week. We'll see you next Saturday. Bye.